The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan, the Insurance Man.
Well, I'm hoping that Dan, the Insurance Man, is here with us. He's ready to go. He's got a freshly minted studio. As a matter of fact, I guess you've got a little shampoo treatment there. The carpet should feel better to you, I hope.
Yeah. We've got a nice citrusy yes, aroma.
That's right. It's a Florida aroma. Well, it's an Insurance Tuesday, and Dan, what you got for us today?
You know, we're going to talk about life insurance because there was an incident this mm-hmm. week mm-hmm. or over the weekend, mm-hmm. I guess, mm-hmm. on Sunday mm-hmm. involving Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, it was a terrible one. Not only
Kobe Bryant,
but his daughter
and seven other passengers on the same aircraft, on the same helicopter.
Yes, and they were mothers and daughters. Sons. And
that's right.
It was horrific.
And I thought to myself, you know, we're going to talk about life insurance because that what happened on Sunday with Kobe Bryant mm-hmm. is or should be a wake-up call for absolutely everybody.
Well, it was shocking, I think, to almost everyone. And you've got an excellent point because tomorrow is not guaranteed.
That's right. You know, I guarantee you one thing. Well, I'll guarantee you two things. Kobe Bryant did not get on that helicopter thinking that it was going to crash on the ground.
Certainly not.
Okay? Neither did anybody else, even the pilot included. They did not get in that helicopter mm-hmm. to say, hey, en route to our destination, we're going to crash in the we're going to crash into the ground.
Of course, the NTSB is going to thoroughly look at this one way or the other and with all the information they can gather. And that was Kobe Bryant's personal pilot. It was his own personal pilot. And he was very experienced and actually very, very well-liked in the aviation community.
And then the second thing that I'll guarantee you is that Kobe Bryant, even though he passed away in the tragedy, he did not pass away without life insurance being in place.
Especially at his level, one would think that I'm sure that all of his financial planners, which he probably had in place because of his superstardom right. and his income-earning ability and different contracts, various ones throughout the NBA and beyond, and his commercial contracts, I'm sure he had all that stuff in place, one would assume.
That is correct.
Especially since he had four daughters and a wife.
That's correct. But here's the important takeaway. Even when you're not like Kobe Bryant, there's no reason why you should not have life insurance. Maybe you don't have the need that Kobe Bryant had
mm-hmm. to protect his estate.
But right. But everybody has a need for life insurance. Everybody is protecting somebody, whether it's a spouse, children, grandchildren that they're taking care of. Mm-hmm. I mean, more grandparents now are raising their grandchildren because their sons or daughters can't do it mm-hmm. for whatever reason.
It might be a situation with drugs, might be a situation with somebody being incarcerated.
That's correct.
So there's a lot of different reasons.
There's a lot of different reasons. Some good, some bad, some that are uncontrolled. Everybody needs life insurance. Now, the amount that everybody needs is going to be different per person, but everybody needs life insurance.
Now, you're saying this, and I'm just going to hit you out with a question that our listeners might be thinking out loud, but would you say, as an insurance specialist with experience, life insurance is necessary? I think you're saying that already, but also, is it affordable for almost everybody?
It's affordable for everybody.
For everybody. I mean, no question.
No questions asked. Okay. It's affordable for everybody. So, So we're gonna delve into, or we're gonna kind of dig into life insurance. I'm gonna prove to everybody that it's affordable for everybody. We're gonna go over into some little fun facts regarding life insurance. It's easier to get life insurance now than it was in the past. The insurance companies, they're underwriting. They've come out with what's known as accelerated underwriting, which means that they don't go through as a deep review to get the policies issued. So that's an important thing. So it's much easier, much quicker now to get a policy issued and in force. Here's three interesting, I guess you could say, fun facts. 4 out of 10 people do not carry any life insurance at all, either through their employer or a personal policy. About half of the people do not have a coverage gap of about $200,000. So about 50% of the people out there. So again, 4 out of 10 don't carry it at all. 5 out of 10 have about a $200,000 gap of what they have versus what they really need. And 50% of millennials say that they do not buy life insurance because an agent hasn't approached them to offer them life insurance. So here's something that I kind of want to point out. If you need to give us a call here on the air, the phone number is 904-831-0600. Again, that's 904-831-0600. And if you have a question for me, Dan, the insurance man, you can reach me off the air at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. So again, I'm gonna go over those fun facts again. So 4 out of 10 people don't carry any kind of life insurance at all. 5 out of 10 have life insurance, but there's at least a $200,000 shortfall from what they need versus what they actually have. And 50% of millennials say they don't buy life insurance because nobody's offered it to them. So
that last one, I don't quite understand.
Well,
well, does somebody have to come and offer you before you're going to consider it? If you think you need it, wouldn't you reach out?
Right. And you know, of the millennial market or the millennials out there, 42%, call it 4 out of 10, think that life insurance costs 5 times more than it really does. So what does that mean? It means that if you've got a child who's a millennial, if you are a millennial, you're thinking that life insurance is 5 times more expensive than it really is. So that means it's affordable.
Wow.
Because it's 5 times less expensive than you really thought.
So there seems to be some huge misconception there.
So, you know, we got music.
We got a minute.
Okay. So, you know, when we come back from the break, we are going to go over six life stages that trigger the need for life insurance. So we're going to go over that. We're going to go over a few more fun facts. And then we're going to go over life expectancy. You know, if you make it to age 65, where you think you're going to end up, how much longer you're going to live if you get to age 65.
These are based on actuarial tables?
They are. And so again, if you need to reach us on the air, all the lines are open, 904-831-0600.
Dan, the insurance man, back right here. And once again, you have a question about life insurance or any insurance topic, give us a call, 904-831-0600.
Here's Dan Celia with today's stewardship moment.
The disciples, and it seems like a whole lot of other people, wanted to set their agenda for Jesus. The disciples wanted him to go to the crowds. And of course, we know that the crowds wanted to crown him king. Jesus knew his mission. Jesus knew his agenda. He had an agenda that had been laid before him by the Father. He was not going to compromise the Father's plan. You know, the Father has a plan for us to stay focused on his will, and that should be a part of our stewardship.
You've just heard a stewardship moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Join me, Dr. G, on the next America First, where I'll recap the first day of the Senate trial of President Donald Trump with Congressman Steve Scalise and the newest member of the Trump campaign, Boris Epstein. Then talk to the Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, live from the SHOT Show in Vegas, and John Lott on the latest attempts from the left to take away your God-given Second Amendment rights to protect yourself and our republic from tyranny.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Yes, we're back with Dan the Insurance Man, and he's talking about something that we can all be interested in. Whether you are or not, life insurance is something that needs to be considered if you haven't already.
Hey, AJ, thanks so much, and hello again, Jacksonville. So, you know, we're back on the air. The number to call if you have a question, 904-831-0600. All the lines are open. Guarantee you AJ will put you on the air right away to ask your question.
Be happy to do it.
And so we're going to go over six life stages that trigger the need for life insurance. You're single. Just because you're single does not mean you don't need life insurance. Because something unfortunate like what happened to Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven other passengers on that helicopter can happen. An unforeseen accident. And somebody is going to have to prepare a funeral for you. And you should have a little bit of life insurance in place to make sure that if something does happen, there's somebody that's going to be able to plan that funeral and pay for it without having to reach into their own pocket. You are about to get married. So you're either getting married or you are married. So what does that mean? It means you need life insurance because now there's another person that you should be taking care of, that you need to take care of. You are a parent or you're about to become a parent for the first time. Well, now you have a child to take care of. So guess what? That's another reason why you need to review your life insurance needs. You own a home. Well, if you're paying a mortgage, well, there's another reason why you need life insurance. Because you have to ask yourself this question. If something were to happen to me, or something were to happen to my spouse, and we're using two incomes to pay for all the bills, and now something happens to one of us. Do Do you want to keep living in your house, or do you want to move out and live under a bridge? Because that's what's going to happen. You're going to have a financial crunch, and that probably is going to mean that you're going to have to either sell or move out of the house that you're living in and get a smaller place. You're going to have to change your standard of living because there's less money coming into the household, which means you may have to sell the house, which means you may have to move out of out of the neighborhood that you really love, and you may have to go to another neighborhood that you don't love as much. So when I say you're going to be living under a bridge, well, that's maybe more figurative than literal, but I think you get my point. You're going to be making some drastic changes to your lifestyle, so you want to make sure that your family's well protected, and that you have. And that you're leaving them enough money so that the lifestyle doesn't change. If you're changing jobs, that's a lifestyle change that requires a review of life insurance. Does your new company offer life insurance? And what they do offer, is that enough? Is it one times your income? Is it two times your income? So let me explain that. One time or two times your income. So that means if you make $100,000 a year, if you only make $50,000 a year, or even $30,000 a year, one time your income is $30,000, and two times your income is $60,000. Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you earn $30,000 a year, you should have at least $300,000 of life insurance on yourself, especially if you're married and especially if you have children. And that's the minimum that you should have. If your wife works, and or your spouse works, and they make $30,000 a year, they should have $300,000 of income on them as well. So that if something happens to either one of you, you have 10 years of income to figure out how you're going to do things. You don't have to make any decisions based on stress at the last minute because you can't afford something or something needs to be done. You can't afford to pay for your child's music lessons or their sports because they like to play sports, little league sports. You've got the money. It's still there to be able to pay for all of these things and make the least amount of changes as possible. If you're retired or you're planning for retirement, that's another lifestyle change. You need to review your life insurance. Do you need less life insurance? Do you need more life insurance? How much money are you wanting to leave to your children or your grandchildren? Or how much money do you want to leave to your spouse? So do you have enough money or property or a business that that you want a child or your spouse to take over? Or a grandchild maybe want to take over the business. Here's the thing: if you own a business, the likelihood is that if you do not have enough life insurance in place to pay the taxes on that business, you're probably going to end up having your family's probably going to end up having to sell the business because they're not going to be able to afford to keep it. So if you're a small business owner or a medium-sized business owner, you're going to need, you need to figure out something about life insurance. Again, the minimum amount of life insurance that everybody should carry is at least 10 times their income. So if your income is $100,000 a year, you should at least carry $1 million of life insurance. And the benefits of life insurance, depending on the type of life insurance you buy, can mean a lot. So, you know, you ask yourself, well, gosh, you know, what can life insurance do for me? I mean, other than just pay money off to my family members, if I die, what good is it to me? I'm not there to use it. I'm not there to spend any of it. I'm not there to enjoy it along with my family. I'm dead. Well, That's the whole reason. You want your family to be in a better position than they were with you. or you want them to at least be in the same position they are when you were around. The truth is that here in the United States, wealth is not so much, a few people make wealth, don't get me wrong. There are people who create companies, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Donald Trump, and there's a lot of others who actually create a company and employ lots of people, and there's a lot of small and medium-sized business owners who do that as well. But the truth is that for everybody who starts a business and has employees, the truth is that wealth in this country is transferred through inheritance. And in most cases, that inheritance is transferred through the use of life insurance through the death benefit. And that is what's giving your future generations, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, those are the people who are benefiting, and those are the people who are becoming wealthy because you're giving them a more stable financial future than they would have normally had. And I see we've got a call.
Yeah, Mr. Milton is on the line. Milton has an insurance question. Milton, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, go right ahead, Milton.
Is there any such thing as having too much insurance?
You know, there probably is. You could be overinsured. It is possible to be overinsured.
Well, explain what I got, sir. I have $75,000 worth of term and $450,000 in accidental death and dismemberment.
Well, let me put it to you this way. So you've got $75,000 in term. So if something happens to you because of a heart attack or a stroke, cancer, $75,000 is going to get paid out. The accidental death and dismemberment, that's not going to pay out.
Right.
If you get hit by a bus or like Kobe Bryant, you're in a helicopter that crashes into the ground.
Yeah.
That's where your accidental death and dismemberment is going to pay. So you're paying probably a very dirt cheap amount on the accidental death and dismemberment. But unless you get hit by a bus or you're killed in a car accident, it won't pay out.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I would classify you as overinsured, but I would certainly say that you probably need to review what you have and make a decision. You know, if you're wanting your family to have access to that, like $475,000, then you definitely need to review the type of policies you have in place and then probably make a change from there.
I'm in the position right now where I'm over 70 and I'm taking, I need the required minimum withdrawals. And do I buy more insurance for it or leave it as it is and do that in an investment?
Well, okay. So that's what you're asking there is more of a strategy question. So here's what I would say. If you don't need the money from the required minimum distributions from your IRA.
Yeah, I don't.
Then you can take, depending on how much that is, then you can take that money and purchase a whole life policy. And
does Universal do any better?
Universal might, depending on whether it's a variable or if it's an indexed universal life.
Yeah.
Then it might. At your age, at 70, the cost of the insurance for a universal can be pretty high. So unless we're talking about a pretty sizable monthly premium to cover
digits,
then you might be there. Yeah.
We'll have to return to Dan here. We've got a news break. We'll be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's legal team made a forceful case against the relevance of possible testimony from former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The lawyers are at the end of their defense, and the Senate is braced for debate on whether to allow Bolton and other witnesses into the impeachment trial. President Trump has unveiled his long-awaited Mideast peace plan, winning immediate praise from a beaming Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but swift rejection from the Palestinians, who called it nonsense. Netanyahu called it a great plan for Israel. With Netanyahu standing beside him, Mr. Trump presented the plan at a White House ceremony filled with other Israeli officials and allies, including evangelical Christian leaders. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow recovered. It was up by 187 points. The NASDAQ rose 130. The S&P 500 advanced 32. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon. I'm Jerry Lateman. The former CEO of JEA has been fired with cause. The utility board voted today to axe Aaron Zahn following the advice of the city's lawyers. The board agreed that Zahn's actions while exploring a private sale of JEA were negligent, allowing him to be let go because he was fired for a reason. Zahn's $500,000 severance package is gone, and his health benefits are gone too, unless he wants to pay for them at city rates. He was put on paid administrative leave in December after allegations of impropriety about the potential sale. Through his lawyers, Zahn says he'll appeal. A Florida House committee has passed a bill that would require warning labels on lottery tickets. Supporters say the measure is a reasonable regulation that could keep the number of problem gamblers in check by reminding people to play responsibly. Governor DeSantis vetoed a similar bill last year. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing major delays because of a crash on the West Beltway on I-295 heading north at the exit at San Jose Boulevard, blocking the left lane. Also, there's another accident in the opposite direction on 295 southbound at the Buckman Bridge. And there's a broken down vehicle on I-95 northbound before the Fuller Warren Bridge. Clear and cool tonight, low 43. Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds with a high 65.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed. Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
It's Tuesday, it's an insurance day, and because of recent events, Dan, the Insurance Man, is talking about life insurance, and you were talking to Milton. I don't think you were really completed in that call.
I was not. So, Milton, if you're listening up and you still have some questions to get answered, either give us a call back here on the air, 831-0600, or give me a call off the air, 904-730-3900. Again, just call Thomas & Associates, ask for Dan, the Insurance Man. We can go over your specific situation, and I'll give you my professional opinion on the best thing that you might want to consider regarding life insurance.
Mm-hmm. Because he had a particular situation there, and he was approaching an age where
especially, that brings up a good point. In Milton's example, he's 70, 70 and a half, and he's required to start taking minimum distributions from his IRA, mm-hmm. and he doesn't need the money. He's got other sources, other buckets of money, and mm-hmm. but he's required to take the money out. So when situations like that occur, then I usually say, well, hey, if you have to pull the money out, then you can pass that money on to your heirs, to your children, to your grandchildren, to your spouse,
right,
in the form of life insurance, because that death benefit, that $5,000 buys you X amount of death benefit. And what's going to happen is you're going to pass, and that money passes income tax free to your named beneficiaries. So they don't have to pay any taxes on that money.
Becomes quite a windfall for them.
It is. It becomes it's a very sizable windfall. As a matter of fact, it's the type of windfall that sets people up for a very comfortable retirement in their own right. Because now they've gotten a windfall of money tax-free that they can invest and appropriate invest, and they can buy their own life insurance policy. And if they're young enough, here's an example. You know, somebody who is 25 years old, and they say, well, I want to buy a life insurance policy, and I can only spend $122 a month. They say, I can spend $122 a month for life insurance. How much can I buy? You can buy a whole life policy that has a value of $361,958. And what does that mean? It means that you're going to pay for this whole life policy. And over the course of years, now remember, you're 25 years old. So in 40 years, when you retire, you will be building cash value on that policy. So here's two things that happened. When you hit age 65, you will have spent, in that 40 years, you would have spent $56,000 in premium, but you will end up with $61,720 of cash value in the policy. If at that point in time you say, hey, I don't want to make any more insurance payments on my whole life policy, your death benefit will get reduced from $161,000 to $137,000, and you make no more payments. So, and then the cash value will continue to accumulate. So there is strong, there's a lot of strong benefits. Let's say that you're in your 40s and you're like, well, you know what? I make a good living. My wife and I, we have a good, you know, we both work. We both make a good living. We have extra money. We're going to put this money into a life insurance plan. You can put, let's say, $2,000 a month. And then over the course of 20 years, you'll have deposited into the life insurance policy about $480,000. But the cash value in that policy will probably be somewhere between $1.1 and $1.2 million. And that money can be used to live off of, and you can withdraw that money tax-free from the life insurance policy. That money is going to pass on to your heirs because the death benefit is going to be there. So that money is going to pass on to your heirs tax-free. So again, one of two things is going to happen. You're going to either use the cash value for supplementary income in your retirement, or you're going to, or you're not going to be there because you've passed away, and your heirs, your spouse, your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, they're going to reap that benefit, the death benefit of that life insurance policy. So that's something else to consider. Here's an interesting fact, a little fun fact about life insurance as well. If you're age 65 and you buy a life insurance policy at age 65, you will live about 22, 23 more years. And the average age is about 87. So at 65, so you'll live about 22 more years. The average age is about 22 more years. So if you make it to 65, you will probably make it to 87. If you're 25 years old right now, you will probably make it to 89 years of age on the average. So, so life expectancy is getting longer, and the more that people live, the longer people live, the cheaper life insurance costs to purchase. So, again. The rates, the cost per thousand, the premium rates that you pay for life insurance now are cheaper than they were 30 years ago. And 30 years ago, they were cheaper than they were 60 years ago. So, and again, that all has to do with the fact that we are living longer and benefiting from modern medicine. So again, if you're 25 years of age, you're going to live till almost to right around 89. So that's a good long time. So if you start your life insurance policy early, you will benefit from the fact that you will have a lengthy amount of time to accumulate cash value. If you don't want a permanent policy like a whole life or a universal life, you can do a similar thing with a return of premium term insurance plan that has some pretty good and strong benefits as well. And here's the other thing that's happening. So kind of segueing away from life insurance, people are living longer. And so again, because people are living longer, a lot of people now need long-term care insurance, and long-term care insurance is pretty pricey. It definitely is not something that everybody can afford, but it's probably something everybody needs. So there are some new and unique ways now to acquire some like long-term help. There are some products out there where you don't necessarily purchase a traditional long-term care insurance policy, but you do pick up what's known as home health care plans, where you have somebody who can come in and help you out in the comfort of your own home, so you stay in there longer, and it helps with family members know that somebody's coming in to help you when they can't be there because you're at work. So I hear some music again. If you've got a question, give us a call here on the air, 904-831-0600. And if you've got a question for me, Dan, the insurance man, reach out to me at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900.
And if you have a question that can't wait, once again, give us a call here in the studio. One more segment coming up, so you still have time to call in. 831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB with Dan, the Insurance Man.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you want to know the most important thing about a diamond's beauty, the answer would be the way it's cut. There's a trade-off between a diamond cut for maximum beauty and one cut for maximum weight, and it's seen in the price. You see, diamond cutters buy rough diamonds based on weight, so all the diamond weight that's cut away can affect their profit. But because there are known cutting parameters for the ideal or most beautiful diamond, deviations from these will yield a heavier and less beautiful diamond. Unfortunately, customers can't detect cutting imperfections without expert help. And in fact, diamonds of the same weight, color, and clarity can vary in value by as much as 50% or more just because of the way it's cut. At Underwoods, we look at how a diamond is cut first, and we have the computerized gemological equipment to determine the quality of the cut and the light performance of the diamond to see if the diamond should carry the Underwood name. So if quality counts with you, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
New year, new decade. How about a new home? Whether you're looking to upsize or downsize, call Home Finder Realty. For listing, buying, Home Finder Realty can't be beat. Home Finder Realty has 2, 3, and 4-bedroom homes for rent and sale. From the beaches to the south side and north and south along 295 East Corridor. Home Finder Realty can also handle your property management problems. Call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty. 962-0243. 962-0243.
Viktor Frankl, the Jewish Holocaust survivor, said that everything can be taken away from a man except one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in a given set of circumstances. All of us today will face circumstances of one sort or the other. So what should our attitude be? The New International Version of the Bible translates Philippians 2:5 this way. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. In other words, what would Jesus do if faced with my circumstances? If you're not sure, ask Him. That's a prayer He is certain to answer. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how God acts on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Back with one more segment with Dan, the Insurance Man, on this Tuesday afternoon. It's Insurance Day at WBOB. And Dan, you've been doling out lots of valuable information today.
Well, I certainly hope so. I think the tragedy of Kobe Bryant brings home to or brings a valuable point home that everybody should have life insurance. Everybody needs to have it in their portfolio, and so that's something that that you should consider. Another thing that's important for everybody's portfolio is long-term care insurance, or a long-term care hour package that that helps pay for somebody to come into the home and help a family member out while everybody else is at work. So that's something to take into account. Again, these packages are available. They're pretty affordable, especially in comparison to the traditional long-term care insurance cost. So if you have questions regarding that, give us a call here on the air, 904-831-0600, or give me a call off the air, Dan, the Insurance Man, at Thomas & Associates at 904-731-0600. And, we are on our last segment. So if you have a question, give us, feel free to give us a call here. AJ will get you on the air right away. So the other thing I want to talk about a little bit is...
Now, before we go too far, we do have a question, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
You didn't quite see me there, but Matt is on the line, and he has an insurance question tied to a possible insurance score. Matt?
Yes, hi. I had a question about, like, on a FICO score, You have credit card scores, mortgage scores, auto scores that they use interchangeably, I guess. But is there one for insurance as well?
There is. It's actually called an insurance score. It's not a hard hit on your credit report. Most insurance companies don't even get your Social Security number to run it. It's all based on soft information that they pull based on your current address and your current insurance policy. And then they're able to go to the credit bureaus and they're able to compile this information and it generates an insurance score. As a general rule of thumb, every insurance company is a little bit different, but you can usually see a discount on your insurance, usually anywhere from about 10 to 15%. Well, actually, that's wrong. But anywhere from 10 to 35% based on the insurance score. Then that's a discount. So it can be a pretty sizable discount based on how well your insurance score comes back.
Now, how come we don't see that inside like myfico.com or any, where the other scores are kind of housed? How come we can't see an insurance score? Is it, or have I missed it?
No, it's not really something that that's part of your FICO. The easiest way to actually kind of like get an idea of where your insurance score is at is through a website like creditkarma.com. Not that and there's several that do the same thing as Credit Karma now. So they're all very similar in that respect. So when you go there, you create your little account. It pulls in your information, and then there's actually a little tab or a little link, and you click, and it takes you over to a different page, and it shows kind of what your estimated insurance score is. And again, every insurance company kind of figures it out a little bit differently, but it'll give you a good base number.
Awesome, thank you.
No, you're very welcome. So there we go. That was a great question about insurance scores. And again, while every company is a little bit different, the average, the savings can be as little as 10% based on your insurance score to as high as 35%. So it does well. And like I said, the insurance companies, they kind of take into account how long you've been living in your house, how many times you filed a claim in the number of years that you've been living at the same address. So the longer you live somewhere, and the small or non claims that have been issued, your insurance score gets higher and higher. What does that tell you? So you're asking, well, what does that mean exactly? Well, what it means is that the insurance company is saying, well, you're not the type of person who's going to call and file a claim for a small amount of money. You're only going to file a claim if something significant happens, like a hurricane blowing your roof off or a tornado blowing the roof off. And here's an interesting thing. Miami suffered a 7.7 magnitude earthquake today.
They got some effects from it. And of course, it was centered between Cuba and Jamaica because there is a fault line south of Cuba.
So
it did shake some of the skyscrapers in Miami.
Right. And so, the real question is, that scared people, and I'm sure something broke. Because our buildings are not necessarily, while we have great construction for hurricanes, the construction that's needed from a earthquake standpoint is slightly different.
Although here in most of the peninsula of Florida is somewhat insulated from the immediate effects of an earthquake because the fault lines are either to the north or to the east and to the south. So this portion of Florida and Miami felt the effects because 7.7,
that's a pretty big earthquake.
That's like that's almost an 8. And there's only two categories, a 9 and a 10 beyond that. And and a 10 is total devastation. So this, if it had occurred in a populated area, now we'd be the news reports would be a lot different right now.
That's right. That's right. It would. But you know, there's something, you know, that you take into account. You know, is that something that, you know, we're going to be seeing more of? You know, how is Florida, you know? So again, you know, all of these things, they kind of play a factor in eventually, you know, the amount of claims that you put into that you file, what the claim is about. If you're filing small dollar claims and you're filing a lot of them, you're going to have a really bad insurance score. You might have a great FICO score, you might have a great credit rating, but your insurance score is not going to be that great.
So being too picky ain't going to be good.
That's correct. That's correct.
That's not put too well. But the thing is, if you're very conscious about making sure you're getting the returns from your insurance, it might be backfiring on you.
That is absolutely correct. So real case study. We have a client at the office. They don't live in Jacksonville. They live out in Tallahassee. But they were having a problem. Their insurance company wrote them a letter and said, "Hey, we're canceling your insurance as of this future date." And they said, "Because you filed too many claims." So we started shopping the homeowner's insurance policy. And what did we discover? That he had filed like 6 claims, and the most expensive one was like for $1,500. And the least expensive one, he filed a claim on a TV that stopped working because of a lightning strike. And it was only a $500 claim. So, you know, he had a lot of small dollar claims, and the insurance company said, "Hey, that's it. You've exceeded our threshold and comfort zone for the amount of claims that you're filing." So
wow, that did backfire, huh?
Right. So did we find him insurance? Yes, we did. Was he going to pay? Did he have to pay extra and more than he wanted to? Yes, he did.
I figured that was going to be the answer.
And we told him, that's it. For 3 years, you do not file a claim unless it's going to exceed $2,500.
So something that would be maybe catastrophic, or a roof flying off your house from a storm.
Yes, I said, and we told him, you know, you are not allowed to call the insurance company to file a claim because you think that it's claim worthy. Before you file a claim, you have to call a contractor to come out and give you an estimate on what the repair is going to cost. And if the repair is not going to cost you more than, if the repair is not going to cost more than $2,500 or less than $2,500, you need to consider just fixing it.
So sometimes you can be a little too aggressive trying to claim money from your insurance policy. He might have had a policy he was very comfortable with, and he lost out on it.
That's correct. So I hear music. So we are coming up. We got 30 seconds left. So if you want to reach me off the air, because you can't reach me on the air anymore today, but off the air, Dan, the insurance man at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900.
Great show, Dan. And next week, we'll be back with some more important information from Dan.